This is Today in History, October the 19th. On this day in 1871, hopelessly trapped at Yorktown, Virginia, British General Lord Cornwallis surrenders 8,000 British soldiers and seamen to a larger Franco-American force, effectively bringing an end to the American Revolution. And on this day in 1957, Maurice Rocket Richard of the Montreal Canadiens becomes the first NHL player to score 500 goals in his career when he slaps a 20-foot shot past Chicago Blackhawks goalie Glenn Hall.
But it's also the night that the Rocket, hockey's greatest goal scorer, will attain the remarkable total of 500 goals. No other player has even reached the 400 mark. And so here tonight, early in the 1957-58 campaign, one of the world's finest athletes scores his 500th goal. The season ended, leaving the question of whether any other hockey player would ever score 500 times in National Hockey League competition. The Rocket is undoubtedly a superstar.
And on this day in 1977, the supersonic Concorde made its first landing in New York City.
Concorde's performance obviously pleased her crew. 25 years after the first jet passenger service lifted off, the world's most beautiful jetliner is ready for supersonic travel anywhere.
And back in 1982, Maverick automobile executive John DeLorean is arrested in Los Angeles in an airport motel with a briefcase containing $24 million worth of cocaine. According to authorities, DeLorean was attempting to make a mammoth drug deal in order to rescue his financially ailing company, the DeLorean Motor Car Company.
As it developed, John ultimately wound up in a room where they put in all these kilos of cocaine in front of him, which had nothing to do with anything. I mean, he was never supposed to see any cocaine even under their theory. And they arrest him and they charge him with cocaine trafficking, basically. That whole show with the cocaine, we were able to demonstrate that they had just made it up. They said actually the jury will love this, you know, so that's why they did it.
And on this day in 1985, the first Blockbuster store opens, a video rental store in Dallas, Texas. At the time when most video stores were small-scale operations, featuring a limited selection of titles, Blockbuster opened with some 8,000 tapes displayed on shelves around the store and a computerized checkout process. The first store was a success, and Blockbuster expanded rapidly, eventually becoming one of the world's largest providers of in-home movies and game entertainment. And on this day in 1985, the music video Take On Me helps Norway's A-ha reach the top of the U.S. pop charts. It was clear that MTV, the music television network, would have a dramatic effect on the way pop stars marketed their music and themselves. While radio remained a necessary engine to drive the sales and chart rankings of singles and albums, the rise of new artists like Duran Duran and the further ascent of established stars like Michael Jackson showed that creativity and aesthetic appeal on MTV could make a direct and undeniable contribution to a musical performer's commercial success. But if ever a case existed in which MTV did more than just contribute to an act's success, it was the case of Norwegian band A-ha, who went from total unknowns to chart-topping pop stars almost solely on the strength of a groundbreaking video for the song Take On Me, which hit number one on the Billboard charts October 19, 1985, on this day in history. Well, I'll be coming for you anyway.